Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
There's this other thing going on, folks. I don't know if you heard my interview the other day with the Ukrainian woman. She's a citizen now. She came 22 years ago. And her family just came over in the last year because Ukraine war, right? They came over legally. But they're not citizens. They can't vote in federal elections. And they got from the South Carolina Medicaid Department, I'm not sure what they're doing on Medicaid, but whatever. From the South Carolina Medicaid Department, they got a voter registration form. Well, she's mad. She's mad as a hornet. She called there. She says, they can't vote. It's illegal for them to register. What are you doing? They said, oh, sorry. So what she told me in the interview. And then guess what? A few weeks later, more forms arrived. More voter registration. But they sent a second set to her family. And even offered, hey, if you got, you know, if you don't know how to fill this out, you know, bring it by the office. We'll help you fill it out. It so confused her family that they were insisting, yeah, we can vote. And she's like, no, you can't. No, you can't vote. No, we can't. Look, they're trying to help us. How many other illegal immigrants or legal immigrants who cannot legally vote in federal elections are getting ready to vote because they think they can? Joe Biden signed an executive order requiring federal agencies to recruit and target minorities for voting. Okay. I've been explaining the problem with this, and it's a big one. Joe Biden merged to what are called parole programs. You're not supposed to put illegal immigrants on parole programs, but he's doing it. It's going to be tied up in the courts for years. Well, when he merged them with another program that gives the illegals Social Security numbers. How many of these Social Security numbers has he given out? Fox News reported over a million. Uh-oh. Over a million. Right. And what happens when you go to get your state ID so you can work? Because the parolees can work. Joe Biden's given them documents to work. That's part of the parole deal. Even though they're a legal immigrant, they're not legal. Over a million. A lot of them from Venezuela. They're from a handful of countries. What happens? You get registered to vote. Why do you get registered to vote? Because there is an act that passed in 2004 that auto-registers you to vote. So now you got a Social Security number and you're auto-registered to vote. States can't tell if you're a citizen or not. Now they could if Joe Biden would sign an executive order allowing states to run their voter rolls against the Social Security Administration database, but he's refusing. See what's going on here? I'm gonna tell you what they're doing in a minute. So Ohio just announced it had purged non-citizens from state voter rolls, right? And they ran their voter roll against the DMV. They found 137 illegals. That doesn't sound like a lot, right? But read down in the article, the Secretary of State ran into a problem. He wanted to check these illegals who have Social Security numbers, right? Which they legally shouldn't, but Joe Biden breaks the law all the time. They can't run it because they can't get access. Listen to this from Fox News. To that effect, Ohio is calling on President Biden's administration to provide access to several sources of citizenship data. First is the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services SAVE database, which holds troves of citizen data citizenship data for individuals entering the U.S. They also want access to citizenship information from the Department of Homeland Security and the Social Security Administration. They can't get it. So right now, what the Biden administration makes you do is search each individual name, not the whole voter roll. He could change it with an executive order, but he's hiding these illegals. He's hiding the 1.1 million. We don't know where they are. Now, what do we know about what Biden's done? Because remember, he flew these parolees in. A lot of that's illegal, too. They're all illegal immigrants. Where did he dump them? Half of them went to blue states, and about half of them went to swing states. A lot of them divided between Texas and Florida. They want to flip Texas bad. And they won't provide access so we can figure out which illegals are Americans and which illegals are illegals with Social Security numbers. That strike you as strange? What could you do with that? They know where they are. Look, some of these illegals, I think, will go to vote because they're as confused as the family of this Ukrainian woman. And they'll vote Democrat, okay? So they know that. It'll probably be an honest mistake. Many of them will not vote because why trifle with that, right? Why take that risk? Or they'll look it up and see they can't vote, okay? She'll get some illegals vote. It's not going to be a huge number, but she'll get some. But who knows where these registrations are? Democrats do. Biden administration does. We don't. What do you mean where they are? I mean, what states they're in? What address they're at? They know. They could just run it. So if you can get mail-in balloting or use mail-in balloting in swing states or places like Texas, you could commit mass fraud. And we're not going to be able to stop you. Because guess what? We don't know where the landmines are. We don't know which of these people with the Social Security number who registered with the last four digits, as they automatically do, we don't know which are illegals, which are non-citizens, and which can vote. But they do. Do you trust them? Because I don't. And the GOP needs to wake the heck up. We need to be, folks, I started talking about this 2 weeks ago, about a week and a half ago. We need to be in court already, and we're not. Democrats would be. We need to be in court already. We must force, we must do what Ohio is doing. We must force them to, by court order, allow us to search our rolls for these 1.1 million illegals Joe Biden has given Social Security numbers to. We must find them. We must. Because listen, folks, remember, Joe Biden only won by about 53,000 votes across six swing states. Okay? They have enough of these illegals in the swing states to do this. They do. They have enough non-citizens in these swing states. They can vote for them. They can. And if they wanted to, or someone can. Now, all you got to do is get that list. You got to know where they are. You got to know who they are. And then all you got to do is mass request those ballots. That's all you got to do. Super simple. I bet they're at it already. I bet they are.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.